This is Jenny Garth from 90210 OMG. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music? Totally rad. The fashion? So fly. Home decor? That's a different story. In HGTV's new competition series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh, modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century style. Totally 90s House special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Now we're going to bring Brian Ching up here, and we'll talk a little Major League Soccer, Houston Dynamo, you name it. Let's give a round of applause to Brian Ching. The legendary goal scorer. Andrew Carlson, run an old goal call here for my friend Brian Ching. Okay, you ready? Listen to this, if you can hear this.
Towards the six, Ching goes up the header! The hat trick! Brian Ching has done it again! The Dynamo up 4-3 here in the 85th minute.
Andrew, what year was that? Because that announcer was darn good. Who was that guy?
I have no idea.
What's the commentator's name? The goal scorer was better, though. The goal scorer was better. What year was that? Do you know?
I believe 2012. It was a 4-3 against Chicago Fire.
That's a more recent hat trick for you. Huh? That's a more recent hat trick.
I wish I scored a hat trick in 2012.
So goal scorer's mentality.
I might still be playing.
I want this little guy over here to understand what a goal scorer's mentality is. We've seen a couple great ones in MLS now. They're guys that their appetite never stops. You were the same way. Insatiable appetite to score goals.
I think I just wanted to win, to be honest, more than anything else, you know. So I felt like, I don't know if I had the exact right mentality for a striker. I did because I wanted to win, right, and I'll score. But I did what it took once we were up, you know, that I think sometimes, prevented me from actually going for the goal again. So, you know, having said that, you know, I just enjoy winning and scoring goals. And one of the things you have to do as a forward is to kind of forget the last play. And I was pretty good about doing that in my career. It didn't matter if I didn't score in the past 10 games or not. I always went into a game feeling like I could score a goal, make a difference.
He's former Dynamo striker Brian Ching. He's now, entrepreneur, pitch 25. And, I mean, you took me through there when it was being built.
Yeah.
And that seemed like yesterday. It's hard to believe. It's a couple years down the road now.
It's been
unbelievable.
A year. You know, I think opening up a week before the World Cup and then having about 2,000 people in there.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that definitely does feel like it's been a couple years. But we're only about a year old. We're about to have our first year anniversary party next month or later on this month. And, you know, it's been a blessing, you know, and I can't thank the Houston fans and people enough for coming out and supporting me on that venture as well.
It's a great spot next to one of our sponsors. I better drop this in there. Jay could get very mad at me. And you and Jay work good together, and you guys are sharing people and customers, and that's Kings Court. And then, of course, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, where the Liverpool supporters groups go. All right, I look at a guy like Josef Martinez and some of the strikers in MLS now. Give me some of your thoughts on your favorites and what you like about them.
You know, we'll just go to the Dynamo. You know, I enjoy Morrow. You know, I think he's done a good job. He's a young guy. He's eager to score goals, and he has the right mentality. I think he's a better player than I was, definitely at that age. You know, I think he can score from outside. Yeah.
Different.
But at that age,
you sell yourself
short
a little bit too much. You're a very humble guy.
Well, I'm saying when I was his age, right, there was no way I could be doing what he was doing. You know, obviously grew up in a little bit different time, but I think he's for as good as he is at the age he get. I mean, his upside is unlimited, and you know he can beat people off the dribble. He can get on the end of crosses, and he just has this insatiable goal for scoring. And he's, you know, the thing I like about him, he's pretty humble. You know, he enjoys playing the game more than anything else. And having said that, I like Josef Martinez. You know, that guy just seems like an animal. He's just built to score goals, and he'll do what it takes. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Carlos Ruiz. You know, a little bit more refined, though. You know, maybe not as scrappy. Just as, like, he's scrappy, but not as scrappy, and can beat you in every different way. You know, and for the fact that the league kept him is pretty special, and so he's fun to watch.
This guy came in from Italy, too, and over 30 goals last year, the number one goal scorer, right?
Yeah, and Zlatan.
Zlatan, yeah.
he's been fun to watch. You know, I think
he's been great for the league.
His
huh?
commentary is even better. You know, as a teammate, I don't know if I'd appreciate him very much. You know, but he backs it up, you know.
But we need a little bit of that, don't we, in MLS? Yeah. We got to have it. We just can't have the hardworking guys who, you know, we do need a little bit of brashness.
No, for sure. And that, you know, and that's those personalities that create the league and create these personas. And it's good. You know, every league has them. Every league has those stars, the guys that pop off, you know. You know, it's good. But like I said, you know, as a teammate, you don't want your teammate calling you a Fiat.
Which is I would have taken a Fiat.
I would have taken a Fiat.
It beats Donkey.
I'm a Ferrari. These guys are all Fiats.
But it's all, people take it tongue-in-cheek, don't you think?
Yes and no, but I heard he's even worse when he's not on air. So, but you got to laugh about it, you know. I mean, he is pure entertainment, you know, both from being capable of scoring unbelievable goals and then from everything he says off the field. So
no question.
Hats off to him. He backs it up.
Talking to Brian Ching, the former Dynamo striker, and scored so many memorable goals. You heard the one he had a hat trick there against Chicago. But and I remember a game winner against Seattle in the playoffs at home at Robertson. I remember the opening day at Robertson, which to me was a big thrill just to see the professional game come back to Houston with a history that goes back to the 60s. Those were great days, and can't talk about those enough. All right, so let's take you into the current Dynamo, because this is problematic to a degree here. We're seeing a lot of similar things occurring here. Same time last year, the team took a dive, a little bit of loss of emotional control maybe. You had guys missing. And there's a lot of similarities to this pattern, and that has to be concerning.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought about that, you know, and one of the things back in the day, we'd always start off well. I mean, you go back to 06, 07, 08, we'd always have a fantastic start, right? We build up a good points lead, and then in the middle of the summer, we'd struggle. I mean, this goes, like I said, back to our championship teams. But the thing about those championship teams is that we had enough veteran leadership, we had enough guys that kind of, that we're able to right the ship come the end of the season, coming down to the end, and go on those runs, you know. And I think that's where the Dynamo have been struggling over the past 5-6 years, right? But, you know, I look at it, and I think they have the right makeup, right? They definitely have those veteran guys, the Kiki Shrunas, you know, the Beasleys, the De La Garzas, you know, that have been there.
Figueroa.
And Figueroa, fantastic. I mean, you look at it, and they built to be able to kind of come back from that, and I thought they did. You know, I was really disappointed in their last loss against Seattle, because, you know, I thought when they went down, they lost 5-0 in Atlanta, you know, going down, playing 10 men in Atlanta, tough game. Never expect to lose 5-0, but, you know, write it off. They come back and they win on the road in Toronto, a good team. So I thought they kind of did right the ship there, you know, and that said a lot about them when they got their win in Toronto. But then they kind of come back and lose, right? So it's like, it's kind of one of those things to wait and see. I think they really have the right makeup. I think Matt did a good job of kind of bringing in veteran players, you know, shoring up the back line over
great
last year.
Great signings with Matias Vera. Great signing with Kiki Struna.
Right.
Great signing with Figueroa now.
Right.
How long is his shelf life? That's going to be a question.
Right. And you wonder if some of those guys are getting kind of fatigued in the middle of the summer, right? The defenders, right? They're a little bit older, you know. You would hope that's not the case, and they can kind of rejuvenate and finish off the season strong. And that's what I'm hopeful for, you know. Over the past couple of years, that hasn't been the case, and it's been disappointing in that sense. But I think, you know, they should have the mentality, and I think that Matt has kind of built a team with the hopes that these guys can kind of pull them out of the doldrums when times get tough. And, you know, it's going to be a real testament to see if they can do that. It's not easy. It's difficult, and it takes a lot of work because, you know, obviously I know we've been on teams that have struggled throughout the summer and then pulled it together. And, you know, it's a grind and it's a fight. And it takes a team with strong leadership and strong fortitude that can pull the guys out. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm optimistic, but, you know, based off of our past few years' history, you know, I'm saying it doesn't look good.
Last year was
a
rough year. The prior year, the Dynamo got to the Western Conference Final in 2017, really buoyed by Albert DeLisa and Ramel Kyoto.
Right.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear that when those two guys aren't in the lineup, it's a very different team to deal with.
Yeah, but I think they've done a good job of kind of bringing in complementary players, right? Obviously, you know, we're not going to have the deepest team in the roster, in the league, but I think they built the team this year to have that depth and that, you know, which is a little disappointing because you thought they'd do a little bit better throughout the summer. But it is what it is, and there's still time in the league. There's still time left for them to pull themselves out. And, you know, and I hope they do. You know, like I said, I think they have the leadership there. I think they have the talent, obviously, but they kind of got to put it all together, and that's a difficult thing to do, and that's where we'll see if the leadership in that locker room can really do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people hoping they can turn it around. I kind of thought after the Toronto game that, you know, with two games at home, wow, you can bag another 6 points here and really change what everything looks like. And that's the beauty of MLS, though. Look, 14 out of 24 teams are going to make the playoffs, and you win three games in a row, you all of a sudden can change your position dramatically.
And that's one of the great things about the MLS, right? I mean, the league has been, for what, you know, better or worse, it's been very competitive from top to bottom for the most part, you know, where a lot of teams are right in it up until that last date, you know, and it's not like, you know, some of the other leagues where, you know who's going to be up at top. You know, the MLS, every year it changes, right? Toronto's top of the league 1 year, the next year they're not doing so hot. You know, MLS, I mean, you know, the same, and that's a fun part of the league. But, you know, I think, like I said, I think they, when I looked at the past couple of years, I thought that this team has potential to be in the playoffs and should be in the playoffs. If, you know, last year they weren't as deep. And they went out this summer and addressed a lot of, that last summer or last offseason, addressed a lot of the concerns that they had, and that's why I thought this year, all right, you know, hands down they should make the playoffs. But like you said, the league is what it is, and you know, I'm hoping that they can pull it together and make a run down the end.
Talking to Brian Ching, Dynamo striker extraordinaire throughout his career, scored so many memorable goals for this franchise. Through your lens, how is the league different to you now?
It's a younger...
Let's talk yeah. competitive side no, first. On the field first.
Yeah.
On the field.
I mean, I think it's the same. I mean, I think the league's always been pretty competitive, right? And I think it still is competitive. I think it's getting a little more technical than it has been. Maybe losing a little bit of the fight along the way, just from my own perspective. But, you know, I think they're... You know, from a technical aspect, I think you look at the Dynamo now compared to what we used to be. I think they are a lot more technical than we used to be. You know, I think we had a little bit more fight, but that, you know, the trade-offs there, whatever. But, you know, I think that we've proved that. I think this team is capable of that. And if they can get that, I think they'll, you know, obviously make the playoffs pretty easy. But, you know, as a league as a whole, I think you look at it and you see a lot more young players excelling at a younger age. You know, the one thing I am a little bit concerned about...
And getting opportunity.
Yeah, getting opportunity for sure. And I think one of the things I am concerned about is, I think, the American players, right? Because it's so easy to go out and get a foreign player and get those foreign player green cards. That is happening a lot, and that's kind of, you know, you're losing a little bit of the American players' opportunities in that sense, you know, and...
That's a valid point.
But that's just the way the league is going. And, you know, I'd like to see the league kind of make rules to kind of you know, help with that in a lot of ways. Because I think when you look at a lot of these developing leagues, that's, you know, they're going to go out and get the talent at the prices that they can get them at without competing against the European teams. Right. And that tends to be right now, you know, the South Americans, the Central American younger players. But, you know, I think with the development of the academies, and look, the academies have only, I say the infrastructure for getting young American players to professional has only been around for about 5 years, the complete system for all the teams, where you have, you know,
some got out to a jump start.
Yes, some teams obviously better than others, but, you know, I think the league mandated that all the teams have all these things, and now they all have, you know, first team, second team. You know, where young kids can get pushed up a lot faster and a lot harder. And then now with the USL, right? The USL, a lot of them are starting to do academies as well. That's only going to help, right? I mean, America is a huge country in area, right? I mean, you look at Europe, right? You look at the amount of teams per what you would say per geographical area compared to the U.S., that they have way more development and opportunity than we do here in the U.S. But I think, with the development of the leagues and more teams coming into the league, I think that's only going to favor the American player getting better.
He's Dynamo Brian Ching. We're up on a hard break. Last one before I get you go. Real excitement up in Austin. 30,000 season ticket deposits in 24 hours. How do you think this will help Dallas and Houston? Because I think we're going to get some great rivalry. That's the obvious one.
I think it's huge because it's where the traveling fans. I mean, you look at how many of our fans travel up to Dallas, how many Dallas fans come down to here, and you just throw another team into that. It's going to be fantastic just for, not only for attendance, but atmosphere in the stadiums. And I think that the more regional, you look at the Northwest as a great example, right? And so, hopefully we can build that as we, as Austin comes into the league.
How about a guy you played against, Josh Wolfe, named the manager? I mean, this is a guy who's done his time as an assistant and really has worked hard.
I'm excited for him. He's always been a very cerebral, thoughtful player, mm-hmm. and to kind of see him bide his time and hopefully get his opportunity. There's that big jump, between. But he's been doing it long enough. So, and I think he's been under, Greg Berhalter for a while now. And then I think, I forget where else he started. But I played with the guy. I thought he was a tremendously smart player. And if he can, instill that in his team and come in with the right management, I'm happy for him and excited for him.
Brian, thank you for making it out here to Pacific Coast Tacos. I've heard you've been here before, though.
I'm sold.
You like the food. You like the food. The great face of Pacific Coast Tacos right here.